Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and for the first time in 218 episodes, I'm recording this from my house. So you may hear some kids in the background screaming, which the guests heard before the show started. Who are the guests? Let's introduce them now. Our first guest, she is the people's champion. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Geraldine Hickey.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey, Jez.
On me. Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I don't know if I can still, I don't know if you can still call me the people's champion anymore.
Well, I like it. Because
I like
you
it
know,
too. Let's keep it. Don't worry about it.
You've been on more than anyone else.
Oh, yeah. But I don't win anymore.
No. No. Mm. The only person who still wins every time is Danny McGinley. He's the only one who still wins.
Oh, yeah. He knows stuff.
I think he's just competitive. Yeah. Also joining us is a guest who shares their name with a Melbourne personal trainer. Can you please welcome, it's Danielle Walker.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Danielle.
Hello. Yep, you're the host. I won't ask you how you are.
No, you can ask me. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just came from hospital today, so feeling good.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah.
No.
She was. No. No.
No, I have to get my gallbladder out. But apparently the doctor who looked after me was a celebrity doctor.
Oh, and what, he is famous or he only looks after other celebrities?
How dare you, Josh? It was a she.
Oh, sorry. I forgot women can be celebrities too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. The nurse came in and said, like, she'd already been in to see me, and then she came in again to tell me it was my gallbladder. And then the nurse said, did you recognize her? And I said, from before. And then she was like, no, she's the famous doctor. She's from that show. And I was like, I don't watch TV. And then she just ignored that I said that. And then she said, oh, you probably didn't, just because of the mask.
Did you get an answer why she's famous?
Yeah, she's just on like one of those emergency room TV shows where she's like the doctor. She's like, she's not a celebrity doctor. She's like a byproduct of her working in the emergency rooms that they've had a camera follower around.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with a San Francisco teacher. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Annie Louie.
Yeah. Yay. Woo. Good to be back.
How you doing, Annie?
Quite well, yeah. Just this is my share house that I live in.
It is nice doing the show over Zoom. You do get to see where people record their shows from. It's always nice to see people with flatmates and see, all right, I'm going to be in my room where the rest of you maybe live.
My housemates slammed the door very hard just then on the way out. North Melbourne, so you've got the screaming kid. I've got a housemate who loves to talk to himself a lot.
Okay.
And sing, yeah.
How are you going with the headphones? What I've noticed over this like quarantine period, everyone's saying thank God for headphones. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to handle my housemates.
Yeah, headphones are good. Going for walks are good as well. Just leaving the house for 60 minutes a day of sanity.
And finally is a comedian who shares her name with the practice manager of Beth Israel Hospital in Brookline, Massachusetts. Can you please welcome back? It's Michelle Brazier.
Whoa.
Hello. Yeah.
How you doing, Michelle?
I'm really good, thank you. I accidentally went for an hour and a half walk, which is illegal.
Uh-oh.
So I'm feeling like really alive.
Wow.
Whoa.
You're a criminal.
I just went too far. And then I was like, wow. Incredible.
I posted this yesterday. I really found there was a guy who got fined for being outside his 5 kilometer radius because his flatmates were having sex too loudly and he just had to get out of the house.
Oh my God, how loud was their sex? More than 5 Ks.
There's that thing of like, I bet he thought that was going to get him off, as in like the charge. Like, yeah. God, yeah. It would be so cool if the cops took him back, sirens blaring, they're still doing it.
I had a plan. If the cops came up to me and were like, hey, miss, show me your phone. Let's see where you've been. And I it turned out I was, you know, 40 minutes walk away from my house and not 30. I was going to say, sorry, I got my period, and then just see if that helped.
Oh.
That was my one plan.
The old PE excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Sarge, I'm on me rags.
I've just got me rags and I don't know where I am. I've got hysteria. I don't know.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by the four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. They're all tweets, so here we go. First one is this one. Wish I could go back in time and tell myself to just do that well-paying gambling ad, hey? Ah, the arts.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
I'll have a crack at Michelle Brazier.
You are correct. That was Michelle. Yes, point there for Jez.
I wish I did it. I wish I did the ad.
Did you audition for it or just flatly turn
no,
it down?
No, I was asked to do it. They were like, we want you. It's this much money, which was a lot. And I went, nah, I can't ethically do this. And now I'm like on the phone to my manager, like, can you get me an audition for I need that dirty cash.
No, Michelle, whatever it was, I'll pay you. You stand by your ethics, mate.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad I didn't do it.
Was it 100 bucks? I'll put it in your paper.
would you do fast food though? What about eating a big
I would never
burger?
Eat meat. Nah.
Yeah. Like a KFC one that's been ethically ambiguous for some of my friends as well.
I would do, if KFC launched a vegan burger, I'd do that.
Yeah.
If they're listening, Dirty Bird.
Yeah.
Michelle Brazier.
Can they call me? Because I would just have the burger as well. Like, you know, I don't have to do the ad, but if they make one, I'll eat that.
Danielle, you're on the, is it eBay that you're on?
Yeah.
Do they get any perks from being on the eBay ad? Do you get like to look at the good stuff on eBay before anyone else does?
No, although I didn't tell them that I have actually had my eBay account suspended before they even got me to be the eBay lady.
You know how every audition you've got to put down, is there any reason why you might not be able to do this? Did you put that down? Like, my eBay account been suspended.
No, I kept my gob shut.
Danielle, I've also done an eBay ad and I also had my eBay account suspended
before the ad
at this, like it was this next day and I was like, hang on,
what did you do to get your account suspended?
Well, they said it was suspicious activity. I said, oh. I don't go on eBay, I've never used it. Fuck
what,
you
what an ad.
Anyway, love eBay. I do love eBay. Great, it's fantastic. I'm unsuspended now and I'm using it all the time.
That is good. I am still suspended, but
what did you do?
I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened is I bid for a Polly Pocket toy,
mm-hmm.
Like one I had when I was a kid, and I bid like some money, and then I didn't win it because it said somebody else had already placed another bid. Anyway, I did like another few bids, and then I didn't win. And so I was like, all right, moving on. And
great,
then
what a great story.
And then the person who won the item, then they withdrew their view and left me with it. And turns out I didn't want the Polly Pocket. And so then I didn't want to buy the I kind of just wanted to see how. And then as soon as it got up to an amount, I was like, I'm not paying that. Thank God this other person has continued to outbid me. And then, anyway, I'm sorry, eBay, but also you've got heaps of money, so it doesn't even matter.
Do you reckon the person who first went to bid on it thought it was like one of those like pocket pussy things? It was for polyamorous people, like to get their rocks off, and they just shared it around?
Maybe no? I reckon okay, it was the on. God. I reckon it was the person who uploaded it trying to put their put their thing to go up
get
higher.
Get the price up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I didn't feel bad.
Tell us more about this pocket pussy. Where did is that a real a real thing?
It is. Like, what are they called? They're called like I forget, but apparently 1 year
Fleshlight.
Fleshlight, there you go. 1 year in Montreal, all the acts were getting these things.
Yeah, but I'm aware of that. I just didn't know it as a pocket pussy, but I think that should continue.
It did look like you were taking notes for a second there. You were looking down.
Pocket pussy.
Get on eBay, Question two. Hey, everyone. Sorry if I stank for the last 2 months. I was trying out a natural deodorant. Won't happen again.
Oh, Jezza.
Michelle?
Yes, Jezza.
I think that was Danielle Walker.
You are correct. Yeah, another point there for Jezza. Yeah.
I remember reading that and going, oh, I've experienced that natural deodorant and I didn't last very long.
I always thought it was me, but I'm still going with the natural deodorant, so it's eliminated.
It's not good. I decided I would continue to try out natural deodorants through the quarantine period because that way it doesn't matter if I stink or not. It's just my partner who has to deal with it. But then I gave up at some point because I tried like 7 different ones and I just felt like none of them did anything.
What about instead of like natural deodorant, why don't just no deodorant?
Well, I think... Well, I haven't tried that.
Give it a go.
Give it a go. Just shower in the morning, wash your pits, and then that's, it's all you need.
Yeah, no deodorant.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know.
Thanks.
Next question. It's taken 4 months, 3 continents, 15 countries, 15 flights, and 1 bout of diarrhea to make me finally ready to come home.
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Annie.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Michelle. Yes.
I don't remember ever writing that.
It was in 2017. You must have went on a big trip.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
tell
I
got us about bed, diarrhea.
I think I got bed bugs that time as well.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I came back to the doctors and the doctor was like, are you sure it's not scabies? And I'm like, please just never say that again. I'm 100% sure. He's like, it's when they lay eggs under your skin. I'm like, no.
Where were you?
I think that was the Japan trip. And then... yeah, tacked on with maybe a bit of Europe as well. But yeah, in Japan, I got bed bugs in an Airbnb. Wow. It was a massive one. Had like 10 rooms and the guy never cleaned. And I was like, this is so luxurious. So I just went like from room to room and slept in like a different one every night. Don't do that.
They all had bed bugs. Tell us about the diarrhea.
I have diarrhea all the time. Just this morning, like, I took too much laxative and nearly shat myself. So what do you want to know?
What are you taking?
Oh, hang on. You have diarrhea all the time because you're taking laxatives. Yeah.
No. That was a different occasion. Look, irritable bowel syndrome. Like, I'm usually backed up. So I do my, like, monthly cleanse with natural laxative. And, it flushes you out.
Can I say we are sponsored again by Metamucil this week? So,
actually, Mobicol, I've got it right here.
Oh, which flavour, the lemon or the chocolate?
Flavour free.
Oh, okay. Oh. Get on the lemon; they're quite nice. All right, next question. Jez.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I had gastro on a long haul flight once.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my,
worst experience of my life, and it was on a KLF flight. Is it KLF or KLM? KLM. No, it's KLF.
Yep.
This is when we were in, the first time we went to Edinburgh, Josh. Remember when?
Oh, 2008?
Yeah, something like that. And I got on the plane in Bangkok and was flying to Amsterdam, which is like a 11, 12-hour flight. And I don't know how long into the flight I was having a little nap and I was in the middle section of the middle seat. You know, like right in the middle.
Yeah.
And then my tummy went, bleh, and I went, oh, I think I might be, bleh. And then I went, oh, just hold on to this sick bag, just in case. I don't think I am sick. I don't think I am sick. And then I filled that bag up. And then for the rest of the flight, I'd taken my contact lenses out and I didn't have a watch and I had no idea how long we'd been on the plane for. And it was just a mild form of torture. And the only way I could figure it out, because there was no screens on the back of the seat. It was like the old, like just the big screens. Yep. And I was trying to watch work out what movie we were up to and like squinting at the movie and trying to work out how far into the flight we'd been. I'm like, I think that's Iron Man. So I think we're probably 3 hours into the flight and I've only got 7 hours of this to go. And I asked the one of the cabin crew if they had any mints and they went, no, we have some chocolate. And I went, oh, no, so I'm just really ill. And they went, sorry. And and I just drank lots of water and lemonade and then made it. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, thing. I'm glad you made it. Oh.
I'm glad I made it to the end of that story as well.
Question four. Up until I saw my first ball sack, I remember I thought they were two individual balls in their own individual sacks.
Oh, Jezza.
I heard Annie first. Sorry, Jezza. Oh,
Danielle?
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
My first bet was actually Geraldine, but you buzzed in, so I used the power of elimination.
Ooh, well done.
This one came with a picture as well.
Yes, I drew the picture because I didn't... Yeah, what are you supposed to think when it says ball sack? It's like each ball's in a sack. It's not balls in a sack, though, either. I don't know why. I just assumed they would each have their own little ball
I did holder. Too.
What are you? Wait, what are you supposed to think?
What? It's one sack, two balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
For some people,
two sacks, two balls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, also, when you see drawings of a dick and balls.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My youngest went to daycare once and told everyone at the daycare that I have two penises because he thought my testicles were a second penis.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I went to pick him up, the teacher or educator was like, just so you know, now Henry's been saying a few things and maybe you want to talk to him about the body and stuff. So yeah, it was good.
When my sisters were really little, one of my sisters walked in on my dad doing a pee in the toilet and then she ran into my room to tell me a secret and she said, Danielle, daddy has a really big fanny.
Okay, next question. I like men. # not all men.
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Michelle Brazier.
No, that is Geraldine Hickey. A point there for Jez.
Yeah. That was all right, wasn't it?
It's a good one. I really like it. Yeah.
I think that would have been at the prime of the # not all men saga.
Yeah.
I bloody got him. I can be political.
Yeah.
Get him, Jez. Sick him.
I'm going to ask each of you later, what's it like being a woman in comedy? So get ready for that question. Okay. Next question. Can my neighbours hear my farts or do they think they're my partner's farts?
Jezza?
Yes, Jezza.
Michelle Brazier.
You are correct. Yes, that was Michelle. Yes.
I thought that might be me.
Yeah, it was.
But I can't remember it.
At the start of lockdown.
Oh, yeah. I do fart a lot. Like, I fart very loud. Like, so, like, unbelievable. Like, you've seen the size of my body. I'm a trombone. Like, it's incredible. It's good stuff.
Who were you deciding between for that, Jez, when you were trying to...
Oh, you, obviously. It was, do you know, I thought, I thought Brazier would do big farts because of the diet. Yeah. But Danielle, I thought you live in an apartment, so it's like, you know, I thought it might be likely that your neighbours might hear you. So
townhouse now.
Hey.
Let it rip. All right, next question. I've been in this bath for two whole episodes of Buffy. And by bath, I mean Bunnings storage tub. And by two episodes, I mean Once More With Feeling two times. Five
Danielle.
More weeks. Danny. Yes, Danielle.
Michelle Brazier.
Yes, you are correct. That's another one for about Michelle, yes.
I love my Bunnings bar.
I don't know how you find that comfortable.
Oh, fuck, man. It's so good. It's 188 litres.
Yeah, but when, like when you sent a photo to the group chat the other day where you're in this bath, it's not, it's like you're like wedged in there.
Nah, I'm good.
What's this group chat that you're talking about? Yeah,
what's the group chat?
Danielle, what the fuck?
It's a group chat about the Masked Singer, okay?
It is. It legitimately is.
I have a theory who I know who one of them is.
Do you want to join the group chat? You have to take it seriously, and if you miss an episode, Danielle's partner gets upset.
I've never watched the episode. I just asked someone to be on the podcast because I knew they were in the country, and they said, oh, no, I can't, and then that was it.
Oh,
I just straight up asked people, and ask. Well, I just go, sorry about the dogs.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Because I've done it to a couple of people, I go, are you, hang on.
Yeah.
I'll just deal with this. Hang on.
Yeah, I'll take, so I won't say who it was. But
well, you can
why not?
Cut it
tell
out
us.
Of the pod if
okay,
you want.
Okay, so
I reckon you should also cut out the brand that I said of gambling ad, just yep, flagging
okay.
that.
I will say, so I asked to be on the podcast.
I asked her too.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, I can't. She was in, and then she goes, sorry, the thing I'm getting out of quarantine a day early or a day late, and the things I have to do to organise what I'm doing, I can't do it. So, can't do it. And so I'm like, all right, she's definitely in, and then...
Oh, salacious. I'm devastated that Danielle is also here so that I can't be the one to bring this to the group chat. Yeah.
I'm messaging you. I'm getting it there first.
Fucking don't.
Well, for the listeners, the name's been bleeped out, Jez. Just so I don't get in trouble. They're in trouble.
But I don't – it's because I asked her, I sent her when she was in town, and I said, are you doing the Masked Singer? And she was like, no. And then she told me that she thought it was very funny, and then she said – that you remember she was doing that drama up in Sydney, and then it got so she's just doing that, and then she sent me pics of her being on set, so it's not her, she's not doing it.
Really?
She's in Sydney.
Okay.
When Rob Mills was the wolf, I was getting a lot of hate from Danielle and her partner because I know Rob, and they were trying to figure out if it was Rob, and I kept messaging him and saying my friends want to know if you're the wolf. And he just didn't respond to me. Sometimes he would just say, ha ha, and then he stopped talking to me for like one whole month because he was scared. He was
you kept saying he wasn't the wolf.
I didn't think it was him. I didn't think it was him.
Now we hold it over your head.
Yeah.
See, I just send messages to like and various other, and then... And when they say no, I just go, oh, yeah, good cover story. So we'll see what happens.
All right, next question. I'm coming after your job, Charlie Pickering.
Oh, who Michelle. Would do that? Jezza.
Yes, Jez.
Michelle Brazier.
No, that was Annie Louie.
Oh, good on you,
picture.
Annie.
Get him.
Yeah.
That sounded so sarcastic. Oh, yeah, good on you, yeah.
But you were watching an episode. You were at the ABC, so I think you just had a photo with
his...
That
was it. No, I was watching Hard Quiz, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, all the live filming of the weekly.
Yeah, it was in the ABC foyer. Yeah. Next question. Anyone over the age of 30 bitching about their picks not making the top 10 of the Hottest 100 needs to accept the fact that they are old and irrelevant.
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Danielle.
No, that was Geraldine. Point there for Geraldine.
I remember reading that tweet and laughing. I'm sorry, Jez. I credited someone else.
Man, I got into some trouble for that as well.
Oh, they don't like it. I got in trouble for saying stuff about the Hottest 100 from Triple J people.
Yeah.
I was actually not the Hottest 100. I was talking about their request week. And then and then someone had to go, it's actually about bringing community together. And I'm like, well, that's fine if you're in your 20s, but 40-year-olds requesting Pearl Jam, go listen to Double J.
Like, yes. Or
it's not
Triple
for
R.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to Triple R.
Listen to Radio National.
I think Triple R is a really great gateway drug from Triple J to, ABC, to 774. Like a lot of Triple I'm 40, I better listen to 774. I'm like, nah.
Nah, they always come back for the music. Yeah.
Yeah.
And our last question for this round. I am from a long line of women who believe food in the freezer does not expire.
Oh, Jezza.
Yes, Annie.
Danielle?
Yes, you are correct. That is Danielle, yes.
In Queensland, you got to have food on hand.
Yeah.
And Oh, my mum, she will freeze milk. Like, do you know how gross milk gets? But I'm so happy I'm lactose intolerant.
But your mum lives in Townsville. Like, there's supermarkets in Townsville. If she lived, like, regional, like, or rural, I would say, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but also when I was a kid, we lived, like, maybe half an hour drive away from the shops. So not that far.
Yeah.
But also, if you get milk on special,
yeah,
then, the you know, yeah.
We
bread,
yeah.
Anything, literally anything. You can't freeze carrots because they go black. You can't freeze watermelon. You can freeze carrot juice. And also, obviously, like, my family have heaps of freezers because they kill their own animals. They have their own produce. So a cow takes up a full freezer.
Yeah.
And you will eat that for a full year.
See, my mum was the same. And so when my parents got divorced and Dad kept the house and Mum left, he kept the deep freezer full of all the food that she'd stockpiled. And so I think it took him about 6 months to get through all that deep freezer. Yeah.
He would have loved that 6 months.
Oh, no, I think he was in a pretty bad place. Oh. Yeah. At the end of that round, the scores are Michelle on 1 point, Danielle on 1 point, Annie on 3 points, but in the lead on 5 points is Geraldine Hickey. Yeah. All right, this round is called Perfect. Let's go again. New round, same rules. Now, in this round, we talk about everyone's favourite thing to do, and that is go on auditions. And today we're talking about Michelle Brazier, who was auditioning for quite a big musical. But what did Michelle embellish on her resume that there was no hiding from when it came for the time to actually audition? Now, was it A? Michelle said that she had 8 years of hip-hop training and in the audition was asked to show some moves. Michelle said sure and tried her best, but after about 10 seconds they stopped her and said, sorry, our fault, we didn't give you time to warm up. That's A. B. Michelle said she could tap dance and when she went to the audition thought it would be with a lot more people and she could almost mime it, but when she got in there, there was only two other women and they quickly found out that Michelle cannot tap dance. Or was it C? Michelle said that she could roller skate because as a child, she could roller skate. When she got to the audition and put on a pair of skates that she'd borrowed from a friend, she quickly realised that she could no longer roller skate. But because she was so nervous and about falling, she couldn't remember the lyrics to the song she was meant to sing, got the giggles and just had to sit down. Now, one of these is true. You ask Michelle as many questions as you can to try and get the truth out of her. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it incorrect, so she gets your points. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
That roller skates one, let's start there. Because I'm imagining you as poor Mercurio in Scotty. Oh.
I appreciate that.
Was it like that a little bit?
It was kind of like that.
Was that what was making you laugh?
No, it was just making me laugh because it was like, I've said that I can do this and there's other people in the room that can do this and are doing this and I am clearly not. Like, it was just more the juxtaposition of me with the other people in the room.
And who did you borrow the skates off?
Of my friend from drama school, Steph. Because she was like a big dancer and she ended up moving to LA. She still is like a skater.
Bloody-o.
Were they inline skates or the ones with the four in every corner?
Four in every corner.
They're roller skates,
slightly,
Annie.
Slightly easier. Oh, roller blades, that's the other one.
Slightly easier? Fuck you, Annie.
Just saying it how it is. I've got to get the truth. I think the middle one, the tap dancing one's pretty plausible. You probably have some tap dancing experience, but maybe it wasn't able to be hidden amongst the chorus line.
I definitely do have some tap dancing experience. I would say I have limited tap dancing experience.
Oh, just that one time in that audition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do like those dancing lessons when you were a little kid? Like from
never.
Like, okay.
No.
You
not
didn't?
Not when I was a kid. I didn't do dancing until I was at musical theatre school.
Wow. I honestly thought that you would have been one of those kids always in the Esedford, always doing the dances.
I was in the Esedford, but I was singing. I was never a dancer. I've been this tall since I was 9 years old. I've also had the same exact body. And I got my period when I was pretty much born. Like, I was a full woman. Like, there was no way you could put me in a ballet class and no one would be like, what the fuck is happening here? It was like, my body was just wrong from a young age. I really grew into it.
What were you auditioning for?
Which one?
Okay.
Interesting.
Because am I supposed to answer for each of them?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can play this game however you want to play it, Michelle.
Okay, so well, it was for Xanadu at Chapel of Chapel, Cats in South Korea, or the upcoming Hamilton, which opens in Sydney next month. Not next month, next year.
Do they do?
There you go, Xanadu. That's big on roller skates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well done. You've prepared for this. That's good. And how many have you done any kind of – you've done no hip-hop training?
No.
But why the confidence in saying 8 years?
Because
– a lot of years there.
Well, because a lot of people say 16 years. Like, they've done it forever. And so I think eight years is like, like 4 years – 4 years since I've studied, I've sort of done that. And then I did the 4 years because I had 1 year at VCA, 3 years at Ballarat.
And you went, I'm really good at the throwing your hands in the air as if I don't care, the other stuff. It's kind of all left me.
I just thought because I have Puerto Rican blood that it would work. I just thought it would be okay because I'm not fully white, but that's not how dancing works.
What moves did you do for the hip hop?
I did a cartwheel because they always ask for tricks at an audition. But then I just kind of dance as if I was in a club, but I don't go to clubs.
What character were you going to play in Hamilton?
The Peggy track.
Okay. So you're going to be Peggy.
She's the third sister. Okay. Peggy. Yeah. She's Peggy, and then in the second act you play the girl that Hamilton has an affair with.
The affair with, yeah. Okay.
And Danielle, have you seen it, Hamilton?
Yes.
Is there hip-hop dancing in it?
Well, I mean, I haven't watched the new one on Disney. I watched one that was like a bootleg copy on YouTube, so I couldn't really see it that well.
No wonder you got banned from eBay.
Do people think they know what they're going to lock in?
I think maybe.
I'm
going
to go with B.
Okay, Annie's locking in B, which was the, what was that one? That was the...
Tap dancing?
Tap dancing, okay.
I'm going to lock in B too.
Danielle's locking in B. Jez, what do you think?
I'm going to go with C.
You know, if they see the roller skating, the correct answer was B, tap dancing.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
So a point there for Annie, a point there for Danielle, and a point for Michelle. Yeah, so...
Good job, gang.
You assumed there was going to be like 50 people and what, you were just going to mime? Did you have tap shoes?
I had tap shoes. Okay. I know how to tap. So it went like this. Like, I went in and I sang because there's one cat. It was for cats. There's one cat who doesn't have to sing. And they were looking for a cover for that cat. And I went in to sing for that cat and I was like, I could do this cat. And they were like, we like you for Jenny Anydots, who was played by Rebel Wilson in the movie. They were like, you've done comedy.
Sorry,
you've got
just
a big voice.
Stop there. Has any of us seen the movie Cats?
No.
Oh, Danielle has. Okay, good.
Anyway, it's not a good movie, and Cats is not a good musical. But I needed the work, and I was like, yeah, I could do Jenny Anydots, sure. And they were like, how much tap have you done? And I was like, oh, look, I mean, I did it at uni. I can do a double time step. I can't turn left. This is how much I can do. And they said, if you want, we'd love to see you at the callback. And I thought, okay, great, because a dance callback is usually 50 people. Like 50 people, you sort of rotate around, and by the end, I would have learned it. But I got there, and there were... three people in the room and I was one of them, and my friend Jill Cosgrove was playing the piano and she saw me walk in and she went, oh no, mate. put a head in her hands. And then the choreographer was just like, just throwing insane shit at me that I could never do. Just being like, and now your kittens are in danger, so your claws are out. And I was like, I can't. I cannot be coping with this. It's really funny. And I was like crying with laughter, and the other two were furious because they were like, fuck you, taking up our time.
At the end of that round, the scores are Danielle on 2 points, Michelle on 2 points, Annie on 4 points. Still in the lead, though, on 5 points is Jordan Hickey.
Yay.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. Everything that's true, you'll say yeah. Everything's a lie, you'll say nah. You get a point if you get it right, a point to a person if you're incorrect.
Okay.
Here we go, to the first one. So, to Michelle. Now, last time Danielle went home, she got into an argument with family members over calamari. Some family members were saying, I love octopus, and Danielle corrected them by saying, it's actually squid. The family members disagreed, so Danielle Googled it, showed them, and even then they still said, agree to disagree. Yeah or nah?
Yeah.
You can ask them questions.
No, I just...
Please ask.
Please ask them questions. All right. So, okay, so why is calamari and squid and octopus... Explain to me.
They're different animals. They're just different animals. Squid has like... It's got like a shell thingy in it, I think. And it's also got like... I think it's got a few extra tentacle thingies.
It's got 10 arms.
Yeah. It's got the little two extras that hang up the top there.
That's cute.
And they're different to octopuses because I think my family think that calamari is made... I think what they think is that they chop the suckers off the octopus and that's the little bits, but it's not. It's the top of the squid. Unless you get the like... Well, that's the rings, unless you get... You can get fried octopus, you know, but that's fried octopus. That's not calamari.
Okay, I definitely...
This could all be a lie.
This. No, you know so much about animals that I reckon this is a yeah.
You are correct. That was a yeah, yeah. Great.
Why did you throw her off the scent, Danielle?
Shut up, everybody.
She gets a passionate octopus rant she can't say no to.
I'm sorry, but when you have this conversation with your family and then they try and gaslight you and say, nah, you're wrong, the internet's wrong, it's the same thing. There's no such thing as squid. Octopus and squid are the same thing.
Danielle,
you would be fired up too.
Not to cast, like, you know, any judgment on your family, but would they be wearing masks now if they had to, or would they be going, nah, I don't care what they say, I don't have to wear a mask?
I have no idea because my mum likes to think that she's better than everybody. Yeah. And so, you know, up there they don't have to wear a mask. And so she's quite happy to be like, oh, everybody who's not wearing a mask is an idiot.
Okay.
But if she had to wear a mask, maybe it would be a different story.
Also, you said octopuses.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Or is it octopi?
I think it's octopi, pocket but I'm going to say whatever I say.
I've asked a marine biologist and it is octopuses.
Yeah. Well, I know that platypus is platypuses because it doesn't derive from any Latin because no one was speaking Latin when they were discovered. So it's its own creature. I just wanted to know about octopuses. There you go. If you take nothing else from this podcast, take that away, people. All right, now to Danielle. Jez went and watched the film Titanic 4 times at the cinema, even though she hated it the first time. She went because all her friends loved it and Jez wanted to be included. On the 4th time, Jez played a game with herself where she put in fake lolly teeth and pulled a face to see if her friends would look over. They didn't, and for 2 hours, Jez held the same face. Yeah or nah?
Okay, so I understand the initial time potentially not liking Titanic.
Yeah.
And then I understand maybe going back because you wanted to go out with friends and maybe see if maybe you were the problem. And maybe you'd like it if you saw it on a second go.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the other 2 times.
Oh, it's... Honestly, this because it came out when I was in year 12, and it was just a way of having something to do. On like friends would go, we're going to see like, and there were different groups of friends, and it's just like I lived in Albury. What else are you going to do? So I would just go because it was just a good reason to get out of the house. And like I, you know, hate's a very strong word. I didn't, you know, it was fine. Like I love popcorn, so.
But so you had four groups of friends but couldn't hang out with one of the other three groups on each of those occasions.
No, it's just, you don't, like, all go to the movies at the same time. Do you know, like, surely you went to the movies with different groups of people.
Yeah, but not to see the same movie four times.
Yeah, well.
That I didn't like.
I just, these are like, but they were different groups of friends. I didn't have like one group of friends. I don't even know if you can necessarily call the people I was going to the movies with as friends. They were just kind of people that I wanted to be friends. I go along with things, you know. If I'm around and people are like, oh, we're going to the movies, I'll go, oh, cool, yeah, I'd love to come.
That's why she's been on this podcast more than anyone else. She just wants to be involved.
Yes.
So well, I want to you, be in you
group
had
group chat.
So you had like those fake lolly teeth in your mouth.
Yeah.
For the full time. Did you like eat them when they got soggy, or did you just sort of like let them get gross and the spit sort of pool?
No, oh, I had it up in there, and it just they slowly, I guess, melted a bit, but I just kept it there. Like I committed to it. There was another time where I was driving back from Bendigo after a gig, and I noticed that Tim Hewitt and Sam Taunton were in the car next to me, and I stuck my finger up at them and kept it there for a good 20 to 30 Ks, and they never noticed me. Like, I commit.
Those two
things
are in love. They would have been looking deep into each other's eyes.
They were.
Just talking about how good at the riff each of them were. Like, just going, oh.
So, I mean, I think I'm ready to answer, yes. But I do have one question, which is what didn't you like? Like, why didn't you like Titanic?
Oh, it's just long and dramatic. Like, it was just, you know, and it's also like, you know, it's one of those things where everybody loved it and thought it was great. And they were all like, oh, Billy Zane, blah, and stuff. And I was just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Wait, so they loved Billy Zane?
Yeah, and Leonardo, obviously.
But you can't like, love Billy Zane in that movie.
They just like the way he looks.
And it all unravels. Oh.
That's the problem with women these days. I'm going to go for, I want to say, nah.
Are you going to say nah?
I think I'm going to say no, because you can't go to the movies four times to see a movie you hate, Jez.
Danielle.
Hate's a strong word.
Danielle, you are correct. Yes, it is not a real story.
Thanks, God.
I like Titanic. It was fun. I didn't see it four times at the movies, though.
But I went and saw The Wedding Singer three times. Similar thing, growing up in a small town, nothing else to do. Going, all right, we'll go see The Wedding Singer again. Like, yeah. We had a village one.
I saw Mrs. Doubtfire twice. And that's because I lied to my mum about going to the movies. And then, scrap that. I can't remember. It's a shit story.
I remember.
I saw the same Spanish film three times over 3 days. It didn't have subtitles because I was in Spain. But it was too hot in Spain to be outside, and I was there alone, so I would just go to the movies and pay like $3 for this Spanish ticket to be in air conditioning.
That is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I went to the movies during a heat wave just so I could have a sleep.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
All right, to Jez. At Annie's old job, they assumed that her Chinese was better than it actually is and got her with a colleague to go around door knocking local residents to fill them in on some building works in the area. Annie was meant to interpret for Chinese-speaking neighbours, but Annie was way out of her depth. Luckily, her colleague had no idea, and Annie ended up winning a staff recognition award for this work. Yeah or nah?
First question, are you Chinese?
Yes. Although I have done my sister got pinned down by a relative of ours who was obsessed with drawing the family tree, and she did the DNA swab over lunch. And so through that, I found out I'm partly Vietnamese and a little bit Thai.
Ah.
Small.
What can you speak, like Mandarin or Cantonese or all of it?
The main one is actually Taishanese, which is a dialect.
Okay.
And a little bit of Mandarin and Cantonese. But I was doing adult classes in Mandarin for a few years and did the whole Sunday school thing when I was at school as well.
Okay, so let's do a little role play. Knock, knock. All right, hello. We're just here to let you know there's going to be some building works going on. Do you have any questions at all?
Can I stop you there, Jez? Michelle, Danielle, neither me are not going to play the Chinese-speaking homeowner. So,
No one's going to yes and this.
All right, Annie, and let's just pretend that the person is Chinese and they've said something back to us. What do you say?
Who am I in this role play?
You're you.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've just heard about something from a resident.
Yeah, you've just got to interpret what I've said to the resident that's Chinese.
So you said, hi, we're just going to tell you about some building works.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say building works. But it would definitely start with ni hao, wa shi Annie.
Hello, my name's Annie.
Yep. 我想告诉你, which is I would like to tell you about, and I don't know how to say the rest.
Okay, so when you were going around and pretending that you could do it, what did you say?
Everything that you just said, I guess. But only rote memorized whatever I had got my parents to help me with.
All right. I'm trying to work out whether you're doing the throw me off the scent because the answers are too... Oh, nah.
What do you think, Jez?
I think that's what you're doing. And I'll go, yeah, that happened.
You are correct. This is a true story. A point there for Jez. Yes.
Can't fool me.
I didn't have to pretend very hard because my Chinese skills have completely disappeared. But yeah, at the time, we door knocked about 10 floors worth of people. And it all came crumbling down when I said, when they wanted to know about the statutory declaration they had to do at the pharmacy. And I was like,
I'm out.
Yep, I'm out.
You just turn to your colleague and go, this person's crazy. They're not making any sense. Yeah. It's all right.
They're illegal immigrants. Yeah. Shut it down.
All right. Now, to Annie. Michelle once hit her mouth during a show and chipped her front tooth. The chipped tooth flew into the audience where an audience member picked it up for her. Yeah or nah?
Which exact tooth is it? And can you come closer to the screen?
It was my front tooth. And here I'm coming closer.
Mm-hmm. Which left, right? They look the same. Pretty good.
Right.
Right.
I've had it fixed.
Did you? Did the whole tooth come out or part
no,
of
half,
the tooth?
No, half. Like half. One half of one front tooth.
What were you doing when the tooth came out?
Well, my headset had stopped working and so... the tech ran into the main theatre because it was one of those tent shows when you're doing a festival tent show. And they ran in with a handheld and gave me the handheld and I got too excited and went, ha-hey, and smashed it into my tooth.
Yeah, I've hit, taken the mic out of the stand before, hit my mouth.
Yep.
And you always hope, I hope the audience didn't see that.
Yeah.
I have done the same thing.
It's easy to do.
Even with the force... Yeah, propels it towards you and not towards an audience member. The angle of the microphone would have to be pretty extreme. Like, did you grab it from what angle?
No, it was just woo,
And it was enough to propel
underneath.
It forward into
don't do that
an audience
too much.
Member.
the video is not going out, Michelle.
Just trying to get the male audience, you know?
And how far away was the audience member when they triumphantly caught this tooth?
Not very far away. So they didn't catch it, but they picked it up from the ground and graciously gave it, brought it back to me. But they were in the front row. And they were, it was like the ground is the stage. So there was no like actual raised stage. The stage was the ground and then the seats went up. It was like raked.
Mm.
Like an amphitheater.
Yeah,
yeah, like an amphitheater.
And they gave you... What made the person want to grab that tooth? Were they not disgusted at
no,
all?
No, I think it was funny. It was a comedy show and they were like, ha ha ha, because I just went, I did it, and I went, my tooth, and they went, here you go.
My tooth.
But I had to do the rest of the show with half a tooth and I didn't know. So you can feel it. If you've lost half a tooth, you can feel it, but you don't know how much you've lost. Like, you don't know what you look like.
You don't know how much dignity you've lost.
Exactly. You've got a whole half of a show left and with one half of a tooth. And you've got to keep that tooth safe because you want it.
Is that what they put back on? Or did they?
No, they put something else on, like a veneer or something.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a question. Did you get covered from duck for cover for that?
I didn't actually. I should have made a claim, but I have private health insurance. So
for the listener, duck for cover is the insurance company that every single comic or performer goes for, and we've all been extended for another 3 months because
thank you, duck for cover,
of all those amazing claims we're gonna say in lockdown with no shows. What do you think, Annie? Do you think this is a true story or a false story? Yeah or no?
I'm gonna say no, but I think something similar might have happened.
You are incorrect. This is all true. So a point there for Michelle, yes.
Yeah, this happened to me, lucky girl.
Was it a double denim show? Was it?
It was a double denim show, yes. It's a very chaotic environment.
How long ago was this?
This was like a year or two.
Whoa. Did the audience, did you make them believe that this was a prop situation?
No, it was very clear. They all saw it happen.
Wait, they all saw you lose half a tooth and were like, finish the show.
It was in Wagga. It was Wagga Comedy Festival. And I'm from Wagga. And the people there are very just like, well, here we go. And like, it was just...
Did you put it in a glass of milk while you finished the show?
Just put it in my pocket.
Apparently, the rest of your tooth is back.
Yeah,
you've got to
shove it back in.
But not if it's chipped. You can't just glue the chip bit on. It's only if it comes off with the whole root you've got
to
chuck it.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought they could glue it back on, so I did hold on to it for quite some time. So
where is it now? Did you give it to the tooth fairy? How much did you get?
I didn't know. I think it's still in my costume pocket.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Danielle, you're on 3 points. Annie on 4 points. Michelle on 4 points, but still in front on 6 points is Geraldine Hickey. Ooh. All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you're going to lose points. Okay, our first question is this one. Who here does not like quizzes because one time they answered wrong and people made fun of them?
Jez.
Yes, Jez.
Danielle.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
I got selected because I was very... smart in primary school to be part of like a quiz team, and all of it was like me and two boys, and we had to read the newspaper every day, and we'd go and the teacher would quiz us in the office, and then we'd like verse other schools' quiz champions in the local shopping centers, and the first ever one I ever did, the answer was like, I don't know, I guess it would have been like 2001 or 2002. And the question was like, what stupid virus is going around and ruining all the citrus fruits? And I said citrus canica because I thought that was the name of it, because I listened to the news, not read the newspaper, and it was citrus canker. And then they said, correct. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they went back to it and were like, remember that that was wrong. And then I felt like an idiot. And so I didn't answer any question for the rest of the quiz because What? Who does that to a kid? You let him live the high. Kanaka is very close to canker.
I absolutely agree with this when people say a word they've only read and people make fun. I'm like, well, no, it just means that you've read it and you've never said it. It's like you're trying stuff. Lay off them. Give them a chance.
Do you know how I knew it was you, Danielle? Because only you would hold a grudge about a trivia.
Next question. Who was at the football when they heard a man yell out, "Go women pies," and had to stop themselves from saying, "Just say pies"?
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Jez.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, a point there for Michelle. Yes.
Go women pies.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Bloody love women's football.
I wonder if this guy thought he was doing a good thing too, though.
Like, I think he was. Like, yeah. I'm just trying to remember. It would have been at Vic Park, and it's like, you know, Collingwood supporters back at Vic Park, and they were just pumped, and then, go women, boys. Like, oh, come on, mate. Just 40.
Yeah.
It's like a new 4 and 20 ad. Yeah. For women.
Yeah, they're more slender for their hands. That's, Next question. Who sent a self-tape to an audition recently where they forgot to edit out the bit where they messed up and were swearing heaps?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Michelle Brazier.
No, that is Annie Louie, a point off, God Danielle.
I'm professional.
Sorry, I expected Annie, who wants Charlie Pickering's job, to have edited out that bit.
All right. Next question. Who is convinced their dog once said their name in their sleep?
Annie.
Yes, Annie.
Michelle.
Yes, you are correct. Bruce said Michelle.
I don't know. I don't remember saying this. But
you tweeted it not that long ago. But, you know, lockdown's been hard for a lot of people.
He says a lot. Like, he's really quiet during the day. He doesn't bark. He doesn't make any noise. But then as soon as he goes to sleep, he's real chatty.
What tone of voice was it?
Well, he's like... burr, burr. Like, it's like little, like...
Michelle!
Yeah, it would have been like that. I can't remember it.
Next question. Whose partner keeps trying to show people a picture of a horrific injury to their pet on their phone and this person keeps telling them to stop doing it?
Michelle?
Yes, Michelle.
Jez?
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Michelle.
It is a picture of a cut or a gash on a horse's leg because my partner's horse got its leg caught on a fence. And, it was real bad. Like, it's like, I had to, because we had to go and, you know, tend to it. It's all right. Let me say that first up. The horse is fine now, but it's amazing that it is because it was bone. We could see bone.
Wow.
And it's like, you take one look, that image is burnt into my retina. Like, it is something once you see, you will never unsee. And because Kath is a nurse, and she was a nurse, she's used to gore and stuff. And so she's like, oh my God, it's so cool. And then so she'd tell people about this cut on a horse's leg, and they go, oh my God, that's so sick. Do you want to see a picture of it? I'm like, you have to stop doing that because nobody wants to see that. It's horrific.
I reckon after this show, Danielle is going to email you and say, can I please see a picture of that?
Well, now I don't have to.
Yeah, because Danielle loves a gross picture.
I'll send a gross picture to you, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What were you sending around? You had some really gross photo you were sending around.
I didn't send around that, okay? I was in a group that was specifically there to have horrible things, like the worst things you've seen on Facebook, posted in that group. And so a girl I went to school with shared a video of a snake going backwards into a man's butthole. And I shared it on that group. And then I got in trouble. I was just doing exactly what the rules of that group were.
Was the snake going head first or what? How big was the snake?
I think what was actually happening was someone had shoved a snake up their ass and the snake was coming out and they'd videotaped that and then played it backwards so it looked like the snake had just like perfectly found its little tail and went boop and then went all the way in.
Tom Ballard posted a photo, a video up about 2 months ago of a dog shitting out worms. Oh. And it's just swallowed 2 minute noodles whole and just hasn't digested, it's just coming out. And he's getting so much hate online for people sitting for him putting that up. And I think it stopped there, listeners, if you want to go, just go search Tom Ballard stuff about 3 months later. But like, that is the crookest thing I've ever seen.
Fuck, lockdown's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's, my mum used to make us check my sisters for worms. And the way she'd do it is we'd go into their room at nap time or like at night time whenever all the curtains were shut so the room was really dark and we'd take a torch in and we'd have to like open their butt and shine the torch on the butt because apparently the worms would come towards the light so you'd find out if they had worms or not.
Yeah.
And then if they did have worms, we all got to have a worm tablet and it was chocolate flavoured.
You just have them all the time. No one needs to check the worms anymore.
They give you the shits if you eat too many worm tablets because I would eat them.
No, what's going on with Annie Louie when she was travelling?
Yeah. Because what happens
I've got enough of those chalky worm tabs.
What happens is because the worms come out at night because you're in your sleep, you might scratch yourself because it's itchy and then they'll get the eggs will go under your fingernails. Then you'll put your fingers in your mouth in your sleep and that's how they generate.
Stop it.
Worms are smart.
Yeah.
How will we stop this? How can we stop this?
Don't scratch your bum.
Don't scratch your butt.
I will scratch my bum. I'm a sovereign citizen. I will scratch my bum.
I mean, tapeworm, that was one of Kim Kardashian's diet tips.
That's a medieval diet.
Stop promoting
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe once she stops promoting worms in general, then everyone will stop.
But you know that's how they get a tapeworm out? Like you don't eat for a few days, so you starve it, and then you just wave a bit of meat in front of your mouth, and then.
My word.
Next.
Look that up, Danielle.
Yeah.
I thought I had a tapeworm when I was a teenager. It was not. I had eaten a bit of salami without peeling off the tape stuff around it. And when I did a poo, it was like, you know when you see a dog with a bit too long of grass? And I had to pull it out. And I was certain for weeks that I had a tapeworm, but I didn't want to tell mum.
Next question. Who here at 21 hitchhiked their way around Iceland?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Annie Louie.
You are correct, yes.
Fucking
man,
cool.
I look like a real knob in this pod.
No, that's so cool. I was hoping that someone would guess me. I'm so embarrassed that no one guessed me.
Oh, sorry. Wasn't on brand.
Fuck.
Next question. Whose partner makes them time them when they're making pasta?
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Jez.
No, that was Danielle Walker. Point off, Michelle.
Fuck you.
How long does it take?
He can make a dough now in like 5 minutes.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Like, so he'll make the dough and then get everything going and then it's wrapped and in a ball ready to like sit for a bit in like 5 minutes. That's the process that he wants because he was trying to prove to somebody that that pasta doesn't take that long to make. I think forgetting that the making of the dough is probably the bit most people would consider the easiest bit.
Yeah.
What's his recipe?
I don't know, semolina flour.
Who cares? Right,
egg stuff.
I've got to make some later. And I'll
Next question. Who recently had a mouse come back from the dead on them, which left them screaming and trying to throw it onto the road?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Annie Louie.
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Danielle.
I just couldn't see the other two freaking out about a mouse. I feel like Jez would be like, oh, well, we've got a new pet now. And Michelle is from Wagga.
Yeah, that's true.
Did have a pet mouse once because it came in and we were like, this is an apartment. You shouldn't be here. Oh, well.
Yeah. So you were saying, Annie, you've been trying to get this mouse for 4 months now.
Yeah, it was. We had sightings every few weeks, and then it went away like for a month during lockdown. I was like, oh, it fixed itself, probably just died on its own. No, like took some kind of holiday and came back, because I was putting out little mouse traps, but because it was so tiny, it would just take the food without triggering the trap. So yeah, it was just getting a free feed for ages.
Cut it out with your bloody mouse traps. Put a nice... Put a nice... Give it a nice house. Give it a little wheel. And come in and I'll come and get it. And I'll hang out. Bruce loves mice. He's just like, hey, he doesn't... He won't eat them.
It all worked out though, because the mouse was in the bin scurrying around, and I just grabbed the whole bin and took it outside and then just put it out there. But then... the next day it was still in the bin because I'd put a bin liner on top of it, and so it was still alive. I just didn't see it in the dark. So then I was like, oh crap, like what do I do now? So I just started running, and then it chewed through the bag right as I was running, and its little head was like, hey, and I was like, oh god. So I ended up just flinging it, and it flew out and was running westbound on Arden Street the last time I saw it. So I'm like, you're free now,
Annie. It's coming back. I'm so sorry.
That will be back. Coming back.
And our final question for the game, who here used to hate the taste of coriander, but now they love it?
Annie.
Yes, Annie.
Michelle.
You are correct. Yes, that is a true fact about Michelle.
That's an amazing fact. What do you mean? Yep.
It's not. So I always thought, because you know how everyone says you either hate it or you love it.
Yeah.
So I used to hate it. Hate it. It ruined any dish it was in. It smelt like dishwashing detergent to me. And then it... I used to have this smashed Avo thing from this cafe that was near my house that I used to get for cheap every day. I used to go there and sit on my laptop and write. And so I had the same lunch every day, and it had a little bit of coriander in it, just a tiny bit. But it also had like basil and like more overpowering flavors. So it was like, oh God, but okay, fine. And then after a while I stopped tasting the coriander because it was just, I must have associated it with the avocado, which is my favorite. And then... I just slowly, and then one day I went at the supermarket, I walked over to the coriander and I picked it up and I smelt it, and I couldn't smell anything. No, I couldn't smell coriander, but I also couldn't smell dishwashing detergent. And then over time, it started to smell like coriander, how it smells like to me now. And so I've seen both sides. I have always lived two lives.
That's like a scientific miracle.
Yes, yeah, you've changed your DNA.
I should be in the literature.
At the end of the game, the scores are Danielle Walker on 4 points, Michelle Brazier on 5 points, Annie Louie on 6 points. But our winner, the people's champ once more, it's Geraldine Hickey on 7 points.
Yay! Thanks, everybody. Feels really good. Hope everyone's doing well in lockdown. I spend my time studying up on competitors, and I'm really glad it's paid off.
Yeah, Jez did say, let me know who's on 3 days before you let everyone else know who's on, and I'm going to study cram. Yeah. Hey, Jez, because you win, you can promote whatever you want to promote first. You got some plugs?
Triple R, the Breakfasters. That's every morning.
Radiothon starts in what, 10 days?
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you. Radiothon does start, and that's huge for us. So if you do listen to Triple R or you like my stuff, consider becoming a subscriber. Obviously, we really, really need support at the moment. And it's a really great chance to support independent media. So you can go to rr.org.au and become a subscriber or donate.
Awesome. Annie Louie, where can people find you?
You can head to my socials at Annie Louie on Instagram and Facebook, Annie Louie Comedy. My special that I filmed recently at Stupid Odd Studios is still up on my website. And if you want to listen to more of my voice, I'm up early on Joy every day from 6 to 7 a.m.
Nice. Michelle, where can people find you?
You can find me on, Michelle Brazier on Instagram and Twitter. I'm much better at Instagram, and I do songs and stuff. I've got a Patreon if you're interested, I'm trying to think of something exciting to plug, but it's quite a boring time. If you could just go onto iView and watch season 10 and 11 of Mad as Hell, or there was one episode of Get Kraken from a couple of years ago. Nothing really new going on for me for the next couple of months,
Follow Michelle on all the socials and find out what she's doing. And Danielle Walker.
Also, like Michelle, I like Instagram better for me personally. No shade on whatever things anybody else likes. My Instagram handle, I think, is at Danielle's Cool OK. And also, I have a podcast out with my good friend Naomi Higgins, which is the Batch Bitch, where we recap The Bachelor on other reality TV. And it's Bachelor season, baby. First episode tonight. So that's that.
I've got a podcast, I remember.
Oh, yeah. What's your podcast?
Margaret Moves to Mars. It's an improvised narrative, and it's real fucked, and I love it.
Yeah, great.
Ooh.
Cool. Is that out? When's that out?
Now.
As in, like, what days, though, to look for it?
It's, well, it's, we're in between seasons, okay. So you can listen to the whole first season out now.
Sweet. Hey, thanks you all for doing this. I'm going to go because you can probably hear my kid in the background going off his head. Thanks, everyone, to the Patreon. A new episode went up this week with Cameron James, where we talked about the top five stunts from the Jackass franchises. It was very good stuff. Amazing. Very funny. And, yeah, I'll see you next time. Thanks for playing. Bye.
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 Thanks, everyone. That was fun.
I'm going to stop recording now.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.